Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. The first thing here is to know that Ideogram, this is a Toronto-based startup founded by former Google Brain researchers. It has made a pretty big debut, and it has just raised an impressive $16.5 million in seed funding. The round was led by A16Z and Index Ventures, and it also had some additional backing from a pretty solid group of investors. I think they had Golden Ventures, Two Small Fish Ventures, a ton of other ventures and angels on this. They had Andre Karpathy and some other really, really interesting people. So I think the company aims to carve a solid niche in what is right now, admittedly, a fairly crowded AI image generation sector. And I think that they are standing alongside a lot of existing players, right? So we have, Midjourney, DALL-E 2, Stability AIs, Stable Diffusion. And they're setting themselves up to be kind of the next big player here. So I think, like I mentioned earlier, what really sets them apart is their focus on solving a critical challenge that none of those other AI models are solving. And so that is essentially generating reliable text within an image. So for instance, this could be very useful for adding letters to signs or creating company logos. Specifically, I've actually used Midjourney before to generate website designs. It does a really, really amazing job if you're trying to get concepts for how to design your website. Unfortunately, all the text on it is complete just mumbo jumbo. And so at the end of the day, it's good for conceptually getting an idea, but it's not actually that useful for, getting anything that has actual text on it. So I think that this company's web application offers multiple different kind of preset styles. So you can do 3D renderings, cinematic, painting, fashion, product, illustration, conceptual art, and a bunch of others. I think one really big standout feature is the preset label typography. So this is designed to render text in various colors, fonts, sizes, and styles. And users have the flexibility to select and add multiple styles simultaneously. This is really amazing, right? Because before this, what you had to do was generate something with no text on it, right? You would just generate the design for a birthday card or for a website or for a flyer or for a billboard or whatever you're designing. You would get no text on it. You just try to get the asset. Then you got to go put it into something like Canva or Photoshop or Illustrator or whatever, go add your text and everything else on top later at a later stage. This is really nice that you're going to be able to do it all in one. And I think anywhere where we see this kind of compression of steps and automation of steps that usually you had to use multiple systems, I think we're going to see winners because people at the end of the day do not want to have to move their project through, you know, a five-step pipeline if they can help, but they would really like to just get it all done all at once in one place, that's going to be a big winner. That's a really big advantage to that system. So I think the beta version of Ideogram's web application is already open for signups. And both its Discord server and the web platforms they have a ton of different examples showcasing really a lot of these capabilities that it has. So I think while these examples are quite impressive in the context of the current kind of state of the art, I do think it's important to note that they're not always entirely accurate. Of course, brand new technology, I'm sure you're not surprised. Ideogram, though, used its launch and beta release as an opportunity to kind of subtly demonstrate its text generation features. The company posted its mission statement, which is to, quote, help people become more creative on X. And they created that using their own tool, right? So that's kind of cool because even one word or two words is much better than Midjourney, but to be able to type out, like, you know, help people become more creative, a whole bunch of words, that's really cool. AI has not historically been able to do that. So I do think it's definitely not all smooth sailing for Ideogram. The platform has a ton of room to improve, like, for sure. I think it lacks a lot of certain features that its competitors offer, such as the ability to zoom out or to perform outpainting, right? A lot of things that Midjourney has recently added. And I think furthermore, the startup kind of encountered some inconsistencies during some testing that a lot of people did, including issues with rendering its own name. So still, I think it's early days for the Ideogram and the whole team over there. I'm going to give you guys a big congratulations, the whole team over there. You guys are doing something very useful, very innovative. It's definitely not perfect, but you just launched this thing. If you look at how long it kind of took Midjourney to reach its current quality level, we'll give Ideogram some space. And I do think its focus on reliable text generation could be a really big game changer, particularly for graphic designers or people that are looking to avoid the cost of hiring a graphic designer. So meanwhile, other AI image generators aren't exactly sitting still and doing nothing. Midjourney also, for example, just recently launched the Vary Region feature, which essentially allows users to add or remove or alter parts of a generated image. I covered this earlier in a podcast this week, but there's a lot of other interesting things happening in the image generation space that are very cool. I think the space is very competitive, but Ideogram's particular angle, which is bringing this whole typographic finesse, as it were, right, to the AI generated image space, I think just might give it the edge it needs. The startup has already caught the attention of AI notables like David Ha, who's the founder of Siskana AI, and also Margaret Mitchell, who, you know, both former Google employees, signaling that its, you know, unique value proposition is definitely making a lot of people look over at it. So this is going to be an interesting company we'll continue to follow into the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.